December 4, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Law of Antagonism. To him that overcometh, Revelation 2, 7. Life without war is impossible either in nature or in grace. The basis of physical, mental, moral, and spiritual life is antagonism. This is the open fact of life. Health is the balance between physical life and external nature, and it is maintained only by sufficient vitality on the inside against things on the outside. Everything outside my physical life is designed to put me to death. Things which keep me going when I am alive disintegrate me when I am dead. If I have enough fighting power, I produce the balance of health. The same is true of the mental life. If I want to maintain a vigorous mental life, I have to fight, and in that way the mental balance, called thought, is produced. Morally, it is the same. Everything that does not partake of the nature of virtue is the enemy of virtue in me, and it depends on what moral caliber I have, whether I overcome and produce virtue. Immediately I fight, I am moral in that particular. No man is virtuous because he cannot help it. Virtue is acquired. Spiritually, it is the same. Jesus said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." For example, everything that is not spiritual makes for my undoing. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have to learn to score off the things that come against me and in that way produce the balance of holiness. Then it becomes a delight to meet opposition. Holiness is the balance between my disposition and the law of God as expressed in Jesus Christ. That's the end of Oswald's text. Here Oswald expresses a significant definition of holiness as related to a balance between me and God, between humanness and divine, between human nature and the divine nature. Holiness in me is bringing the two of these into perfect balance. To expect life to go well for me or easy, trouble-free, financially sound and secure, and without pain and suffering, just because I am a Christian, has no basis in fact, nor any basis in reality. Life is full of contradictions and difficulties and struggles. These struggles are a part of that perfect balance, and they are intended to bring me to the point of exercising my will in the pursuit of God. So give yourself to the pursuit of God, no matter what the circumstance. Realize that God actually allows and architects or even purposes the troubles in your life, specifically to bring you to the point of exercising in a particular area so that you can grow past areas where you have been defeated and you can then have victory. Look at every trial and tribulation from God as an opportunity to take a shortcut to a better place in your relationship with Him and in your relationship with mankind around you.